This is the Los Angeles Chargers 2026 season preview, and it opens with a puzzle about the market. The AFC West produced two double-digit win teams last season, and the win totals treated them in opposite ways. Denver got taxed for its close game luck, priced 4.5 wins below its record. The Chargers went 11-6 with the luck profile pointing the same direction, and got priced at 10.5, basically no tax at all. One of those two prices is wrong. Here's the strange part. The Chargers' price might be wrong and the Chargers might still be good at the same time. This team is the cleanest case in football of regression and improvement being on a collision course. Start with what was real and be honest about how little of it was on offense. The defense was 7th in the league in expected points allowed per play. Tuli Tagovailoa broke out with 13 sacks. The unit took the ball away 22 times, 10th in football. That's the real spine of an 11-win season, because the offense, the Justin Herbert offense, the one with all the arm talent in the world, finished 25th in expected points per play and 26th in pass efficiency. It gave up 60 sacks, 5th most in the league. It converted red zone trips into touchdowns at the 30th best rate in football. Let that sink in. A playoff team whose passing game was bottom 7 by efficiency. And then there's the man in the middle of it, living a statistical double life. Herbert's completion percentage over expected was plus 3.3, 8th best among qualified starters, elite accuracy, while he was pressured on 36% of his dropbacks, the second highest rate in the NFL. He took 54 sacks that cost 301 yards, which is why his adjusted net yards per attempt ranked just 24th. Accurate passer, destroyed environment. And the environment has a specific explanation. The Chargers played essentially the whole season without both starting tackles. Rashawn Slater tore his patellar tendon in August, days after signing the biggest tackle extension in league history. Joe Alt sprained the same ankle twice and had season-ending surgery. What was left was, by the beat coverage's blunt assessment, the worst offensive line in football. Herbert's season was a stress test, and the accuracy numbers say he passed it. The sack numbers say barely. Now the luck ledger, because it's heavy. The Chargers went 6-2 in one-score games, a 75% clip, and across the last decade, teams that won 65% or more of their one-score games lost about 3 wins the following season. Only about 1-9 improved. They beat their point differential record by 1.7 wins. The Pythagorean math says this was more like a 9-win team. And the third down number is the quiet tell. Los Angeles converted 46%, third best in the NFL, while ranking 26th in pass efficiency everywhere else. That gap between third down performance and underlying quality was the second largest in football last season, and our 10-year data says that residual is mostly luck, it doesn't carry. Stack it up and the honest baseline for this exact roster was about 9 wins, not 11. The identity, charting data via NFL Verse, was the anti-Denver, where the Broncos played the most man coverage in football. The Chargers played zone on 78% of dropbacks, 6th most. Where Denver blitzed situationally off a dominant rush, the Chargers blitzed on under 20% of dropbacks, 4th fewest in the NFL. Rush 4, 2 high shells, keep it in front, break on the ball. 19 interceptions came out of that structure. It worked, 9th in expected points allowed per dropback. But here's the problem with schematic identities. They belong to coordinators, and this one just left. Jesse Minter is the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens now. The replacement, Chris O'Leary, is 34 years old and spent last season calling a college defense at Western Michigan. And remember the macro rule? Defense is already the least sticky thing in football year over year. The most reliable part of the 2025 Chargers is the part with the most turnover risk in 2026. What changes nearly everything around Herbert? Greg Roman was fired 2 days after the playoff loss, and the new offensive coordinator is Mike McDaniel, 4 years a head coach in Miami. And the architect of an offense that got the ball out faster than almost anyone, his quarterback in Miami had one of the 3 fastest average releases in football last season. The offensive line was rebuilt from the inside out. Center Tyler Beatties and guard Cole Strange signed. Zion Johnson gone to Cleveland for $49 million. Mekhi Becton released. Bradley Bozeman retired. And then the draft doubled down. 4 of 8 picks on offensive linemen, including Florida center Jake Slaughter at 63, whom the GM projects at guard. Both tackles are reportedly on track for camp. The real losses are on the other side. Edge Odafe Oye and his 7.5 sacks took a $100 million deal in Washington, and 35-year-old Khalil Mack is back on a 1-year contract. One more name in limbo, Keenan Allen, 81 catches, 777 yards last year, is still unsigned in July, and the front office says the door isn't closed while openly planning around the young receivers. So the 2026 question, which Herbert environment was the real one? The case for the leap is specific and pretty strong. His accuracy survived the league's second highest pressure rate. His clean pocket efficiency ranked 10th. Now add both tackles back, a rebuilt interior, and a scheme built on speed of release. That's not narrative, that's removing the one variable that provably wrecked the 2025 offense. But two honest counterweights. First, the sacks weren't all the line's fault. Herbert turned pressure into sacks on nearly a quarter of his pressure dropbacks. For scale, Bo Nix's rate was about 1 in 8. The scheme can fix protection. The QB has to fix the escape hatch. Second, everything that actually produced the 11 wins, the one score record, the third down spike, the takeaways, the coordinator, is the stuff that history says walks out the door. So you get the strange true sentence, the 2026 Chargers should be a better football team than the 2025 Chargers and could still win fewer games. Fantasy names to know, scored half PPR. Ladd McConkey is the bounce back bet, 66,789-6 through an injury-riddled 2025, an 82 catch, 149-yard rookie year, and now a spring hamstring that everyone insists is minor, the profile of a discount created by bad luck, priced against a McDaniel scheme that feasts on exactly his skill set. Omarion Hampton is the situation play. His rookie year was 5 games, a fractured ankle, and a December return, 545 rushing yards in all. But the depth chart behind him is Keaton Mitchell and a rebuilt line in front. Quentin Johnston quietly caught 8 touchdowns. And Ronde Gadsden II, 49 catches, 664 yards as a rookie tight end. Now shares a room with David Njoku, which is either a mentorship or a target share problem, and honestly, it's both.
The verdict. The market says 10.5, a coin flip with Kansas City for the division. The decade of data says the 2025 record was borrowing about 2 wins from the luck column, and the coordinator who built the reliable half of the team is gone. But the offseason attacked the actual weakness with more concentrated resources than any team in football. 2 coordinator upgrades, 5 new linemen, both tackles back. 9 wins is the regression math. The McDaniel Herbert fit is the upside case the math can't see yet. Split the difference, honestly, this is a better roster than the one that won 11. In a division where 3 teams can say something similar, the Chargers don't need luck to be good in 2026. They needed it to be 11-6 in 2025. Follow the Los Angeles Chargers feed for the weekly show, every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Chargers preview. Every number verified.